Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Chronicle. I'm your host, Karan. All right, so in this episode, we're going to talk about Thanksgiving. Super excited. Love this time of the holiday. I should say this time of the year. I love this holiday. But yeah, we're going to talk about the different things with like traditions and why I love it, why it's one of my favorite holidays. And then we'll talk about, we'll end off with a gratitude sort of prompt. So I'll answer the question of what am I grateful for this year? All right, let's get started. So yeah, so like I said, this is an episode all about Thanksgiving. So excited. I cannot wait. This is actually going to be the first time since I had my surgery that I'm going to be able to eat anything for Thanksgiving. Last year, I had, I think I had a popsicle and I had some Jell-O for Thanksgiving. So that was fun. So I'm definitely looking forward to all the food and whatnot. But yeah, Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays. So I'm very excited. So yesterday was actually the 1 year anniversary of me getting the gastric sleeve done. So I'm so excited to be able to actually enjoy Thanksgiving. Because I got my gastric sleeve surgery done two days before Thanksgiving, and was discharged from the hospital the day before Thanksgiving, like the night before Thanksgiving. So yeah, again, I had a popsicle and Jell-O for food that day. So that was super fun. This year, I'm also hoping that I'll be able to be with my family. This will be the first time in quite some time that I'll actually be able to be with at least some of them, like my mom, my sister, my grandmother, things like that. So I'm hoping that I can get off. I'm starting a new position, a new job this week. So I have to figure out if I can actually get off on those days, or if I can work from home as well, because that's another thing. We've been working from home a lot as well. So yeah, so hopefully I'll be able to spend that time with my family. But yeah, I think some of the reasons why I love Thanksgiving is because, well, one, it's the food. Like my mom would always make a turkey. She would sometimes make a ham, but we would probably normally save that for like Christmas time. And then baked macaroni and cheese. And anyone that's listened to this and has tried my Crock-Pot macaroni and cheese, that is a variation of what my mom would make. And that's how I learned it. So thank my mom for that. But also, before my grandfather passed and he was able to still cook and all that, he would always make cornbread stuffing. Oh my gosh, that was probably one of the most amazing things I've had. Most amazing stuffings I've had, I should say. So it's been a while since I've actually had any. But I'm thinking this year, this Thanksgiving, I think I might attempt to make it, especially if I go home. So I will check back in with you about that. Also mashed potatoes. Love me some mashed potatoes. And I love like homemade mashed potatoes. the box is fine, but also homemade, it just doesn't hit the same. Box doesn't hit the same as the homemade do. So I really, really, really am so excited to have just like have all of these things. Mind you, it's probably going to be a very small portion of it, but at least I'll get to enjoy it. And so I'm again, I can't stress it enough how excited I am. And another thing I really like about Thanksgiving is, I mean, just the time that I get to spend with my family. Again, I don't get to go home as often. So being able to have a whole day, a whole couple days maybe, to where I'm just hanging out with them and we're all together and doing things and all of that is so nice. It's so nice to have that family time together. Which leads me into like some of the traditions that we do. So the first thing is we cook together. The last time we had Thanksgiving as a family, was at my grandmother's house. And so I think I cooked like the greens and the mac and cheese. Nana cooked the turkey. Peepop cooked he made the cornbread stuffing. So it was just so nice to be able to be together. And honestly, that's the only time I like to have someone else in my kitchen. Or in the kitchen with me when I'm cooking. When I'm cooking, don't get in my kitchen because I'm probably gonna say get out because you're in my way. but no, that was the last time we all were actually together for Thanksgiving, and it was really nice. That was quite a few years ago. I would say probably almost 5 years ago that happened. So yeah, hopefully this year we'll be able to get together and have that time together. Also watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade together. That was something that as soon as it came on, even if we were cooking, we still had it on in the background. And I'm very sad because they canceled it this year. And so we won't get that option this year to watch that. Hell, we might just have to make our own parade and pretend. But yeah, it's gonna be sad to not have that tradition this year. I mean, Thanksgiving this year is just gonna be super weird anyway, because of COVID and trying to make sure you're quarantining as much as possible, or making sure that you're not exposing each other to different things. So that's another thing, is trying to make sure if I do go home, that I'm being safe and not bringing anything with me. That's a major concern for me. Another tradition that we have is before dinner, we will all go around the table, we'll say grace, and then we'll all say one thing that we're grateful for this year, and what it has meant, what this year has meant for us. Again, this year might be a little bit different. There might be some things that someone's like, yeah, I'm really grateful for this. But then there's probably going to be a lot of times where we're like, 2020 really sucked. But again, we'll talk a little bit more about the things that I'm grateful for this year later on in the episode, to give a little more positivity to the year. I think that's going to be really important for us to think about is all the positive things that has happened to us this year, or all the things that we can say, yes, I'm happy about this. Which again, it may not be a lot, but we have to find the little things, honestly, at this point. another tradition is splitting the wishbone. So I think every year it's one of us. So there in our family, it was usually just myself, my mom, my brother, my sister, sometimes my grandmother. And each one of us would take turns every year. So either be my brother and myself, my sister and myself, my mom and myself, my sister and my brother, what have you. We would all take turns each year with splitting the wishbone. And then that was probably the most exciting part of the night because everyone else was just like, I just want to sleep now. let's see. And then another thing would be, yeah, we would just spend time together. That would be our time to get together, enjoy our time. Sometimes I think there was one year that we actually had Jell-O shots as part of Thanksgiving, which was actually fairly fun. I think that was also the night that my mom made Jell-O shots out of just vodka and not vodka and water. So it was just straight vodka. That was fun. And it, another thing that we've like, not this isn't with my family, but we had a Friendsgiving one year with a bunch of people at the hotel that I used to work at. And that was probably one of the best times I've had with a group of people. Just being able to, we ate, we hung out, we played this game. I don't remember what it was called, but it was similar to like Cards Against Humanity / like some of those like what do you meme, those types of games. So that was really interesting. But yeah, it was a lot of fun to be able to have that with my friends. Again, it would be nice to do that this year, but we don't have that option right now. But yeah, so yeah, what are some of your family traditions during Thanksgiving? What are some of the things that you do? What are the things that you look forward to during Thanksgiving? Yeah, let me know. All right, so in this part, we're going to talk about, I'm going to answer that gratitude prompt. I guess you would call it. So what am I grateful for, or what am I thankful for this year? So like I said earlier, there has been a lot of negativity and a lot of craziness going on. But I want to think about some of the good things that have happened, or some of the good things that I feel I have that I'm grateful for or thankful for that has happened to me or has happened for me this year. So the first thing is, I mean, just getting to go to school. I'm so grateful that I had this opportunity to continue my education and get through and learn, like continue my knowledge base of things. This has been a dream of mine. Never thought it would happen. And this year, no matter how crazy things have been, that is one of the things that has been so, so important for me. I'm also thankful for my friends. I have a lot of friends that either are here in Pittsburgh or are back home, friends and family. And everyone has been just so, been so supportive, not even just with the podcast, but with everything, with me going back to school, with me working, all of that. It's just, it's been so nice to have a support system for, of people that, that are there for me. I just had a friend, who said, so as we all know, the election is happening. And she was like, if rights get taken from my best friend, I am going out there and I am making things, making things happen. And that made me feel really good because, again, that's not something that you hear from a lot of people all the time. And I feel the same way. If rights start being taken from people that deserve the rights, which is everyone, deserve rights, different types of rights, I'm gonna be right there with everyone trying to do the fight for freedom, fight for those rights, things like that. So I really am grateful for all the friends and the family that I have. My mom, my sister, I'll talk to them at least once a week. So that's been really nice to have that support from them as well. I am so grateful for having a job right now. As we all know, like, this is something that is, unemployment is such a huge thing right now. And I'm very happy that I'm able to have a job and I'm able to do something, that I thoroughly enjoy doing. So doing the therapy, providing therapy and having that time to help others that are in a situation. Those are some of the best things that I am so, so grateful for. I think yesterday, I was having a very, very frustrating, very long day. And I don't know what to attribute it to, but when I went and started doing therapy with, like, working with my clients, that really helped me come out a little bit more and helped my mood. And that's how I know this is something that I like to do and something that I am super excited about doing, because it made me feel good to see someone else get some sort of realization or even some sort of closure from something that they may have been working towards. So that's really important as well. I'm really, really excited and thankful for having the ability to do that type of things, those types of things, because there are a lot of people out there that this is something that they want to do, but it's not an option for them. I'm thankful for life, being able to move through life in the way that I am. I'm thankful for all of you, all of the listeners, all of the people that have supported me, and all the people that have been there through the rough times, the good times and the rough times. So thank you all for everything. And yeah, so yeah, what are some things that you're grateful for, some things that you are thankful for this year. I'd love to hear that. Let's throw some positivity into 2020 so that we can ring in to the next year, 2021, in a very good and positive manner as well. All right, so that was it for this episode. Thank you for listening. Yeah, if you want to tell me a little bit about what are some of your traditions, what are some of your things that you're grateful for or thankful for, I would love to hear them. Like I said earlier, I want to bring some positivity into 2020 a little bit and be able to think about some of those more positive things or those things that have been going well for you. But yeah, thanks. Thank you for listening. Thank you for all your support. If you would like to like, share, tweet, whatever, I would greatly appreciate that. Get more of this message out there. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at The Chronicle. You can find me on Snapchat at CoronSB. The blog is thechroniclepodcast.blogspot.com. And you can also email me at chroniclepodcast@gmail.com. All right. Until next time.